To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. Do I sound different?
Not really.
Okay. In my headphones, I do. I just make sure. Okay. I'm dumb.
What happened? You got them backwards or?
I had my beanie over my ears with, no, it was not a joke just then. Like, I literally just did that.
You son of a chick.
I was like, son of a biscuit eater. I don't hear myself as well. It's a little muffled.
Yeah.
You know, women don't carry the muff anymore when it gets cold. They don't do it.
No.
Even the rich, bougie types.
I've only seen that situation in a wedding.
Where they carried the muff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bizarre.
I thought you were talking about like earmuffs.
Oh, no, just the muff.
The hand thing.
The muff. It looked like, you're not familiar with the muff, Fat Boy?
Not in that context.
Okay. So it's basically, it looked like a... Do you remember the leg warmers that a lot of the Samoans would wear that looked like they were made out of animal skin?
Oh, yeah. Like okay. Even Tatanka.
Yeah. It would be down at the, from you know, like a leg warmer. So it's like when you take one of them and you put both arms in it, or both hands.
Oh, okay.
It's like one big glove.
Half of a coat?
Evolved into the slanket, I think.
Some kind of fur-covered thing.
Yes. Muff. It's like a furry muff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they don't carry those. They probably lost them a lot. Like, here, hold my muff. Or, excuse me, have you seen my muff? It's probably...
Now, do you know, remember years ago, we did the dating game. We had a lady on. I feel like she was kind of... above market, if you will, for what she gets to listen. She's talking about
That was the thing where it was like, I think she looked at it as being on a reality show for a little bit of
I don't know if she's expecting the blue collar man, but she was talking about a gentleman in his kerchief.
I have an example of the said bridal fur muff that I was talking about.
Yep, there's a muff.
There's a muff.
I'll never forget it when she said that. I'm like, you might not find what you're looking for here.
That she was looking for what? Just like a...
Well, she's talking about the way the guy would dress. He'd wear a blazer with his jeans.
Oh.
He'd have his kerchief in his pocket.
Oh, yeah, she did say kerchief. Okay, that's what it was.
It's like, oh. Okay.
Sorry, I was looking at Paige's muff. I didn't hear it.
It's a lovely muff.
Yeah. God, that was so long ago. It, you know, that got to...
just that you know the accessories, you know, just the muff and the kerchief.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it had been, you know, 50 years ago, she would have said, you know, a guy that looks very casual wearing an ascot.
Yeah, how about a snot rag that's hanging out of his overalls?
Yeah, like that was... The only people I ever saw wearing the ascot, like on the reg, was Mr. Furley.
Yeah, confirmed.
From Paige and I's favorite show, Three's Company. Yes. And then... also, Fred from Scooby-Doo. That's it. I never saw anybody else wearing ascots.
It's a good look.
Was that just a clip-on type situation?
Or? I think it's like a little bandana, and then you'd put like a little adornment on there, maybe a little, you know.
Okay.
A little shield of some kind, maybe alma mater.
Like if you got neck issues, you might want to wear an ascot.
You know, it probably became fashionable because of hickeys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
That lady who sung with the camp and got hickeys, he could have had an ascot.
Right. He should have had an ascot. Mm. Well, that's why Boy Scouts wear those little bandanas back there.
It's the back of the neck.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Well, it's part of the initiation. I wasn't supposed to talk about it just then. I only got through the weeblos. You see why? They kicked me out. I couldn't keep my mouth shut.
Is that the first step?
A weeblo? Yeah. Of course it is. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, oh, is that part of the initiation? I didn't know what it was.
I
got out of it because of the knot tying. I thought that was pointless. I'll be quite honest with you.
Very nautical.
It was, okay, well, if I'm going out on a boat, I ain't the captain.
No.
I came in a wolf. I missed Tiger Cubs and went from wolf straight through.
Whoa.
Look at you.
The wolf of Cub Street.
Yeah, wolf, bear, 2 years of Weeblos, if I remember right.
I bet you
can
survive.
I was a Weeblo at first.
Oh, well,
maybe it was because I was older, I guess, when I started.
Yeah,
I didn't do anything really extracurricular except t-ball and football.
See, my mom was a dead mother for my brother.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How far did he go?
I don't remember. I know she did 1 year, and then she didn't want to do it anymore, and then I guess he stayed with it for a while. But he's kind of like
the kids were hitting on her. That's what I would assume.
He's like an outdoorsy type of guy anyways. He likes to fish, so he probably liked it.
Paige's mom was also, and I say this with love, like shaped like a 1940s gas pump, very curvaceous and such. Kind of like Paige.
Yeah, she wore boots and mini skirts back in the day. She was kind of like,
You imagine that, and she's the den mother.
You know what kind of surprised me to find out recently that the Scouts are inclusive now. Now they say that because Cubs and Boy Scouts had Girl Scouts in with them, so they were.
Oh, they're like Jumpman.
Yeah, kind of like
outside of Nike.
I guess they can't turn them away, so the girls can pick either Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts. They can do either or.
Don't give me the About Us narrative off their website, but what was the Boy Scouts started for? Was it started because a lot of, and I'm just totally off the top of my head, I think weird. Did it start because a lot of young boys were left without fathers because of war? And they were like, the men in the community got together. And don't start texting in, the pedophilia crap. But they got together and they said, you know what? Well, people will. Uh-huh. You say anything about priests, the same thing happens. So you go in and...
Epstein too.
It was a way of just to maybe teach them how to be a man, I'm air quoting,
I don't know. I don't remember.
Nothing ever starts out of real care. Like, generally speaking, something that gets that big, it becomes, and I'm not looking for any, dark side of. I mean, the initial thought was, hey, let's help these young men out. Maybe the husbands ran out on them or something. Who knows?
They used to come to school and recruit. That's how you would get in on it.
Yeah.
And it was dirt cheap, too, so I don't know how they made so much money.
I don't either.
Even going to Camp Old Indian didn't cost a whole lot of money.
Old Native American.
Yeah, see, like that. Is that changed now, too?
Even calling them old now is like age shaming them.
Yeah.
Just call it camp person. Camp them.
Plus, how does that work?
Camp them.
Oh, that sounds like that movie.
I know, it does. It sounds like, camp us versus camp them.
Camp
us versus them.
Camp us.
Them.
If you're intergendered, how does that work when you go to camp?
I don't know. I don't think you get to go no more. I think you get to go to intergender camp. Like, if it's on, as that stuff happens, it's just more, it's like I said on Google, and people totally disagree with it, but it's the way I think. When people put on, when you set up your Google business, your profile or whatever, you can put on there if you're black owned or gay owned, LGBTQ+, or Latino owned. You can even do that. But I'm not bitching for a white owned. I'm not. But what it does, it
helps and hurts.
It helps and hurts. Exactly. It basically is, it's kind of like, all right, well, if I don't like that, then I'm not going to support you now. Versus the one like, who owns Lily? Tell me. Who owns owns it? You know what I mean? Like, it's not a known thing. You don't put out your stuff. Chick-fil-A, they, it helped, it hurt when they said what they said about, you know, gay marriage. It helped. The fan base had agreed with that. It pumped them up even more than other people said, I'll never go back. But you know they did. Mm-hmm. You know they've had another waffle fry in their mouth. They've had some, can you call it Polynesian sauce anymore? I don't know. American Islander sauce. I'm not sure. I don't know anymore. Can we call them Siberian Huskies, the dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Better than Russian Husky, I think.
They're...
You know, it's really odd if you segregate your business like that.
I think so, too.
Because, what's odd about it is the built-in protections that you get. I don't know if you know about the Cinnabon employee. Recently, they got fired for...
No.
On video.
I only keep up with the Auntie Anne's pretzel rumor.
She went on a big racist tirade.
Oh,
I mean, she's saying the word over and over, calling people the word.
Oh, my God.
Because that's never good.
They were either... I don't know if they were Somali and she knew they were Somali or if that came out. She was saying it left and right.
Oh.
So she got fired.
Oh, wow.
But she has somebody started a GoFundMe for this, you know, well over in the thousands right now.
Yeah. In the thousands? So yeah, but you also, like...
That's just from a GoFundMe. There's multiple other ones, too.
Oh, okay.
So did she just get that money for... I mean, obviously, you got to get fired. She should have got fired. That was... despicable what she said, but like, you know, that's
did she do it like in uniform in the business?
Oh yeah.
God, what a moron.
Yelling it, screaming it, flipping the birds.
Ugh.
She said, I'm a racist.
Yes. Wow.
Yep.
I would have claimed AI if that were me.
And look at her now.
I was hacked.
I would have said that was a Snapchat filter. That wasn't me.
Like, she don't have a job, but she's gonna get evidently some money because of built-in protections. That's the only thing like that helps and hurts when you like when you search these businesses. Can you search by, you know, black owned or
on
whatever.
Google, you can. Okay. And on and they do the same for small businesses too, Google does, where, you know, you can highlight that you're a small business, which can help or hurt. There's people that will pay extra to help a small business, Gale.com, or there are some that would say, and I'm right there too, like, you know, I could go down to the mom and pop store and park and go in or whatever, or I could order it from the Zon and get it here tomorrow.
The Zon.
We all go through that thing too. So
usually cheaper too.
It's usually a thing of convenience. Like I was saying yesterday, the CVS is usually halfway between your house and Walmart, and they'll charge you about, you know, 125%, 150% more than Walmart would because it's closer. It's like the airport drinks, you know. You'll pay $5 for a bottle of water that you could have bought outside the airport for a dollar. Well, hell, I don't know, probably $2.49 now. I don't know.
You know, you want to lean local, but there's
syrup.
There's like a couple caveats. So if you got to spend more than a couple bucks and you got to go out of your way to get it, then it's not convenient. Like, okay, you can't shop local. That's when you go to Amazon or whatever else.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's usually out of convenience or like a true care.
You know, lean.
You know, I mean, that's, you know, you know the person, you think, oh, well, they have two grandsons. And
well, another one on the way, maybe.
No.
You tattooed on grandsons.
He just put that out in the universe.
Don't. I mean, I thought you said something that I didn't know.
That's a surprise for you today.
You're Merry on Christmas. Facebook. You keep up with stuff more so. No, don't say
it. Hey, at that point, you'd have to be like Coach Prime. You have to have a ranking. Like, he ranks his kids.
Oh.
And it changes every month.
See, that anybody with any true sense would understand that unless the real problem here, we're hitting on so much good stuff here that I hate that we have to take breaks.
You're
I really
chubbed
do.
Up in the shorts, to be honest with you.
I get horny for good conversation.
Wow.
Put that on your dating profile.
I gotta remember that. I'll take too long to write it down. Alexa, remind me later.
Alexa, fart.
Do you want a good juicy one? Yeah, she doesn't talk like a robot anymore.
That she tries to be hot about it. You want a wet one?
Mm-hmm. So if you're a parent, and you know, I don't know that I truly feel this way because I only have one child, so it's easy for me to say this. But if I had to, I would say, unless the one gave me like a ton of problems and they were both equal in grades and all that stuff, I would probably say that the one that I've known longer, I like more.
Oh, you can't do that.
But you have to. Like right now, like, yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but Jasper's winning.
Yeah, like you.
Well, because the other one's so little.
Well, I know. But he has that cuteness, though, you know, where Jasper will go off and, you know, go on a tirade. So it's those balance out there. Yeah. But if you had twins, do you think the one that came out the shoot first?
You know? Hope they didn't come out there. Like, you know.
Not to poop.
What about the step situation? That's where the blended family, that's where it gets rough.
That's where it has to get rough.
You gotta pick your sides.
I think I love him more than his mother loved him. That's for sure.
And you know.
You're referring to your.
My situation.
You call him your son, though.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
In every step of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I was
you
there.
You are my son.
I mean, he is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
I thought this effing job was.
I thought it was Lancome.
Okay.
It's not the muff from earlier?
No, the muff.
I mean, I do love you guys, but Jared is something special to me. He just stole my heart, and then I had to, you know, I fell in love with the man child and the man.
Yes.
The man child and his son.
I wouldn't say fall in love, though, would you?
I did fall in love with both of them.
It's turning a little hallmarky.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was just a situation where he needed somebody to care about him, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. You took something very fun and made it very, hallmarky is a good, I'll call hallmarky. It Carlton Cardish, just to even it out a little bit.
If I could just walk up in the TC Beeries.
Just go back.
Let's go back to the muff.
And go back to the muff.
Yeah, let's go back to that. So I had another, you know, the Titanic. You know, when that went down, there was a lot of rich ladies on there. And I wonder if, you know, because a lot of women did get to the boats. I wonder if they took their muff with them or if the muffs went overboard and then they had to get some muff divers out there to go and look for them.
Dude, I never thought before if anybody's done that, like, to go find stuff.
For the Titanic, because they would be, like, really nice fur.
Or is James Cameron the only one that has the rights to go explore the Titanic?
Well, you know, if you...
Is that, like, embargoed?
Where was it where the people imploded in that... What were they going to try? They were going to the gulch or whatever? Not the mud gulch.
I can't remember, but the lady heard it, and she didn't know she heard the implosion when she heard it.
Like, the pressure just... It was like rich people. It was like going the opposite of space, going to the bottom of the ocean, the deepest gulch or whatever it is.
There's a kid on there, too, that they took with them.
Yeah. Wow. Craziness. So, today, we descended it with tragedy, too.
No.
Let's go back to the step kids. No. Let's talk
which
about...
Which one you like better?
Let's talk about the best damn audio today. That'll be, I'll work backwards here. That's coming up a little after 8:05, right at 8:05. I've got a professional wrestling legend with a rap song, a new rap song they just dropped.
Well, I've got.
Released.
Do you remember Colonoscopy Lady from last week?
Oh, yes.
Well, now she's back with a new message.
Oh.
Ladies, I know it's not October anymore, but you better go get checked.
Well,
that's nice that she does that.
Yeah, I mean, like, women should, like, not just worry about that just in October.
No, year round, and they got the mobile units to come to you, right?
Like, they do. I've used them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it nice in there?
Yeah.
Do you have to, like, go inside, or you just put them in some kind of little?
It's the same way that you do it in an office.
I've never done it.
Do they put it on the thing for you?
Mm-hmm. They place it.
Well, that'd be.
The older women in my family called them blanky mashings.
Yeah.
And it just sounded really gross.
They have to look at everything.
I like that job.
Yeah.
Okay.
And put it up. Plop it up here.
Plop it. They plopping it. That's like when a guy says, I whipped it out.
Plopped it.
You whip anything
connotation
out.
Connotation there.
You laid it out. Maybe. Who knows?
Let me wipe the slab off
for
you.
Oh, my God.
David Blaine. Also, at 7:25, Spellenberg. We're playing that again.
Ba-bow.
Your chance to get some gift cards from Galay.com. G-A-H-L-A-Y.com.
Galay!
Paige.
Yeah.
It's up in the Plex.
Well, there's some new terms out there from a psychiatrist. Are you an extrovert, introvert, or an introvert?
I don't even know what the hell that would be.
It's probably what, remember yesterday Paige said she was a introverted extrovert. And I said, that sounds bipolar. But I bet you that's what that is. Because there's a lot of people that I go on the radio every day and blah, 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 and talky, talky, talky. But then when I get out in person, I'm not the one that's like the, I mean, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not a wallflower, but I'm not the one trying to command the show, you know?
Especially if you're laying by the pool and somebody says, are you Matt Man?
Shut up, man.
He's like, not me. Yes, I am. I'm Super Matt Man.
Not that day.
With my daughter's name tattooed on my arm and po' meal on my forearm. No, it's not me. It's not me. All right.
Why, yes.
You're wearing Galay swimming trunks, sir. It's not. I'm a big fan.
All right. Impersonator.
We'll get into some headlines next. Some headies. Morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution. The Rise Guys. TheRiseGuys.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with some psychiatric terms to define your personality. So let me ask you a question. Are you an extrovert, introvert, or could you be an introvert?
Pervert's not on the list.
That's the best vert.
Inverted.
I'm a pervert, but that's okay.
All right. 629. You want to earmark that for later.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right, so if you haven't heard of this term, it's been coined by a psychiatrist this year. And if you're not an extrovert or introvert, you might be an autovert, meaning it means you don't love groups and never feel like you fit in, but you might be extremely social and well-liked, but you prefer one-on-one time.
I believe it was Brother Raekwon who said, get in where you can fit in.
Yep.
And I don't think he was just talking about sex, Paige. I think he was talking about in life.
Like okay. you apply these when you need to, right? If you can.
Yes. Yes. Or just make do with, you know, like if you go into a situation where you're like, I'm going to be miserable, you will be. I mean, it's like a kind of new age kind of whatever talking, but it's true. Like if you, or you can just sit there and challenge yourself. You know how I'll say, let's take bad calls sometimes. Like you'll say, oh, don't take number two or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'll say, I like a good challenge of trying to make even the most mundane calls kind of fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's not possible.
It's really not. They don't give you anything to work with sometimes.
No.
Plus, no. if you're going out with somebody for the first few times.
Yeah.
I would imagine you have to be an extrovert, right? Because that's who's going to make the female more comfortable.
Well, we have one here that we could ask.
Well, there's a term that would be, that kind of defines me.
Cuckold.
No.
What's the opposite of that?
When you're introverted, extrovert is an
animal. I just thought that. I was like, what is the opposite of that? I guess just normal.
would be an ambivert, which means you're one or the other or both. In certain ways.
Okay, that makes sense.
So that's okay. So that's everybody, though. I mean, you're if you go to your mama's house or your grandma or wherever, somewhere your best friend's house, you know, the place where you can, you know, maybe fart or say, hey, you can just be your true self. Or there's places where you can't be, and maybe you know, you feel out of place or whatever. It's just normal.
It's just, you know, I like to socialize, but I also like to be left alone, you know.
Yeah. Fat Boy Paige is a cuck queen, it says.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, it doesn't really mean that. It's the opposite of cuckold. The wife of an adulterous husband who likes to watch the adulterous husband participate in the extra. You were not that. I'm just saying that's the opposite of a cuckold.
I'm not talking about a hot wife.
The gender opposite, I should say.
Oh.
It's like... witch and warlocks, or I was going to say mistress. That wouldn't be a mister.
No. Awful example.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Was there a Mistress Ed? Do we know? Hi, I'm Mistress Ed. Nay.
So introverts are different by definition. Otro, like, literally means other.
It sounds like eight.
And the top sign that you're one is constantly feeling like an outsider, like you never fit in.
Hey, yo.
That's probably someone who feels like they never get their voice heard, and it's like they're always...
Fat Boy's Pony Boy.
Stay golden, especially in the shower. Hey, all you kids, all you eighth graders, shout out.
Like, if you're always an extrovert, always, I'd probably won't like you much.
Because you're loud, boisterous.
Or you're the kind of person that when the conversation gets a lull... You know, especially when you're a group of like 3 to 5, they're just sitting there and they're looking for someone around the table. So what's up with you? What have you been up to?
Yeah.
Let's put the spotlight on you now.
Uh-huh.
Like, man, let me catch a buzz before we start with the questioning.
And you need to go like hot potato. Not much. It's on him.
Right. That's the person where you're maybe watching something on TV and that person keeps talking so much and you're just like, can we just watch this?
Right.
No more talky talk.
Yes.
Shut your mouth for a little bit.
See, like, we couldn't do that doing what we do. So you always have to have something in the back pocket, you know, to banter around.
Yeah.
Because if this was set up like a party, there wouldn't always be, you know, steady conversation.
No.
One of us would be in the corner.
You're over there huffing right now.
I know.
It's like a party. What are we going to?
Cabinet to see if you got any inhalants.
Oh, yeah. We'd be looking for some old Quaaludes.
Any nasal barbiturates?
I did get something like that somebody gave me that's kind of like an energy
Yeah. Was it a lemon 417 or whatever?
No, it was something minty. It kind of makes you feel good.
Remember the pill that they've... Oh, my God.
There was Yellow Jackets, and then there were the
black
ones.
Yeah, I'm talking about from...
Those are caffeine pills, though, like mega-dosing caffeine.
Well, these had ephedrine in them.
Wall Street. Yeah, it was the lemon pills. Lemon 714, sorry.
Oh. I got to go back and watch it.
Oh, I know that movie like the...
Back of your hand.
Yeah, but you know what? I guess I know the right hand better than I know the left hand. Let's just be
your
honest.
Best hand.
It's hard to watch it straight through without working into BS.
Right.
AKA Five Knuckle Shuffle.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when the freaking Harley Quinn's all butt naked on there. You know, I forget her real name. Margot Robbie. There we go.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah. Hemingway? No, Robbie.
Anthony Quinn.
I would have been.
Quinn Ewers.
That'd have been interesting to see.
Well, you wouldn't believe what was found frozen in an ice skating rink in England.
Yeah. See his 1,000 acres. I'm going to say dead body. Good answer, Steve. Good answer.
Show me dead body. I will go with a polar bear.
You're both wrong.
Yeah.
Dang it.
An ice skating rink in a park near London.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Finally.
Show me Jimmy Hoffa.
And someone posted a picture. It's a used condom that was frozen in the ice. That's got to be the last person.
Lord have mercy.
I mean, really? Because not only if you accidentally fall down, but you don't want to fall down naked. And
is there a British Navy?
Hurt your knees and boo-boo.
You know, I don't know if they have all the branches we have or not.
I don't know if they do or not. I was going to make a frozen semen joke.
This reminds me of the SNL bit this past week. It's a little disappointing that of all the fake names they could have picked, and ribbed condom was the guy's name. I mean, come on.
I don't remember that.
It's one of the very ends.
I don't know
ends.
If I saw it. Who hosted it?
Melissa McCartney.
McCarthy.
It's one of the very ends. Neil McCartney. He said his name was Ribbed Condom.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that, though. I think I watched it because I saw that dude perform. I was like, God, Dijon's good. He's doing like jam band soul. Like
I'll tell you, it's had a good sound. I could not understand a freaking word of any of it. Maybe that's just me being an old white guy.
Yeah.
It's got no soul. No feeling.
A rhythm.
Yeah.
That too.
Hey, you hit a rhythm.
So it's not clear if this condom was ever used or if somebody just wanted to pull a prank.
Yeah.
Let's freeze this in there.
Pranker. Like,
yeah. Used to take turns trying them on as kids.
Might have been a really thin jellyfish.
How did you get them to try them on, though, as
you
kids?
Could, you could get odd. Them in the machine.
Oh, like if you went to the bathroom. Okay, I remember station. Those.
Maybe yeah. other fish wear them if they get close to a sperm whale.
I just thought it was odd because you didn't have the talk. You know, you didn't take it in class, or at least Batman didn't. So where would they pass the condoms out to you? I just thought that was strange.
No, they didn't. The school, we had, like if you're at a gas station and you had a quarter, that's where you get them.
Yeah, the first condom I ever bought was out of a machine in the bathroom at the Bijou Cinemas on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
I bought them at the Jockey Lot.
I kept it till it expired.
Now, I don't think they passed them out in biology when we learned about sex. I think it was just, you know, in college they were everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
see, they quit doing it. Maybe they do, but you don't hear about it. But then, you know, but then they'll try to teach you about other things that you could choose to do other than, you know,
like
whatever.
Other fun stuff.
Well, no.
Mutual sessions.
Yeah, where, you know, the whole stuff where they're like, hey, you can talk to us about your sexuality. We won't tell your parents kind of stuff.
Wink, wink.
But then we don't give rubbers out no more.
Because, you know, that would be condoning the act of.
Uh-huh. That's why, like, if my mom would, oh, man, this is so crazy. Certain friends, when they would, like, come over, and I'm talking about, like, you know, freshman, sophomore year, not later on. Hey, mama. She would notice if they had dip can circles in their jeans, and she would also notice condoms in the wallets because they would make
the
a little ring on there.
What was
she would stereotype. She would say, you know, they loose or
but
whatever.
All guys had that. I
left mine in the glove compartment of the car because if she found it in there,
yeah. And how long
she would think that I practiced safe sex, for God's sake?
How long has that condom been sitting in there? It's a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Oh man, I tell you, I think I literally the first one did expire and I threw it away.
I'm
like,
sure.
God, if I had the chance to use it, my luck, it would be expired, and then I'd end up getting her pregnant and didn't even really get to feel it.
Oh, God.
You know, like, if you're going to get pregnant, I was going raw dog.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Or you can break it. I mean, either way.
Yeah. Well, no.
Because he's too old.
You know, I don't know that happens much anymore. I think them things are made pretty good.
Oh,
know?
Well, yeah, with today's technology. Yeah. Like, they make them out of sheep.
Lamb.
That was years ago.
No, I think some still do because of, you know, hippies who want everything plant or animal based or whatever.
Real strong. And do they still preach abstinence or whatever?
That's
take
absinthe.
A vow of whatever.
I preach absinthe.
Absinthe?
Yeah.
Oh, you and Marilyn.
So they're absinthe. Like, now you can do all the other stuff you want. You know, you just don't, you know, mix those two parts together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that. But that's, never mind. That's another subject in itself.
I mean, you have to, yeah, so many questions. Like, just teaching that class would be very hard because, you know, the worst part of teaching that class would, do you have any questions?
Oh,
that would
we
be
had
the worst.
We had a question box. The teacher would read them at the end of each class.
Did anybody
Mr. Warwick, he
prank
was great.
Them?
Oh, well, you know who asked the question because they'd be laughing.
Oh, of course.
Some of these questions.
Put over your own joke.
These questions were dirty.
You didn't have, like, marriage and sex and.
Can you get pregnant in the butt? That was probably one, right?
That was one. It was, there were various questions about, I don't even know how to address it. Certain smells, maybe some people would have sometimes.
Mm.
In the most, like, realest, raw terms you can imagine.
Yeah.
And he would read them verbatim.
Wow.
And answer them. I remember he would say, you know, when you wake up in the morning, it's, you really got to be careful with the hose. That's what he'd say.
Ha, ha, ha.
He said, you have to bend that hose real carefully sometimes. Like, hang
on. He wasn't talking about promiscuous ladies.
No.
What hose am I bending?
He was talking about the morning.
Wow. When you said, when you wake up in the morning, you know what I almost just sang back to you?
Feeling like P. Diddy?
Yes. Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
What?
Oh my
Did
God.
You watch the doc yet?
No, I don't want to.
It's all encompassing.
I'm saving it for Christmas morning.
Oh, my God. Merry Christmas.
Dude. I think we find out who killed so-and-so.
Really?
Nicole Brown Simpson?
Oh, no. Certain famous bald rapper.
Oh.
Who died in Las Vegas.
Oh.
I don't know who's litigious and who's not, so have to be real careful.
I know his mom is claiming to sue. But, I mean, if somebody came out and said a bunch of bad stuff about your kid on a doc, you're likely, yeah, I'm going to sue him.
There were videos that existed that I had no clue existed. Audio tapes from police.
And how is that monetized to Netflix but not made available to the news? No, they're going to monetize it too, but how can you buy police footage and FBI videos? Like, I watched that video on YouTube. I was telling Fatboy where it was the literal body cam of FBI agents, I assume, walking through Epstein's house showing all the weird paintings, and that was on YouTube.
Is that the one?
So, well, that was
you
released.
Were telling me about the weird
with the lobster kid. Yeah,
yeah. That's so
the
weird.
FBI released that, but this other stuff, I don't know if it's freedom of information or what, but dude, they got video when Biggie was shot and audio too.
Wow,
that I've never seen before.
Yeah, so how does that man, get?
I don't know.
Was that what was in his safe? Like, they talk about all the videos. I assumed it was pornography, but maybe it was like.
Now, some of the stuff is police like audio, too.
Extortion.
I don't know how 50 Cent got all this stuff, but he really don't like Diddy. And this is all damning.
He's, like, untouchable also. Like, he can talk about anybody. It's like Cat Williams. Like,
yep.
there's just some folks that are untouchable. Other folks, they would have been, you know. Pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew. Wow. Now, they get into the other stuff. They interview the first gigolo they used for, like, 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And he talks about the stuff they were into. But the other stuff. That's not sexual related, man. That is interesting. It's like it's spiritual. Who did he know?
It's like he thought he was above everything, that he wouldn't get away with anything.
Any truth that any of it goes to the Irish mafia? I'm not making a joke. I'm really serious.
I think it all starts and ends with Diddy. I'm telling you, man.
I think you're an influencer for this documentary.
Yeah. Well, you called me an Epstein influencer already.
Wow.
What the hell, man?
That's not a goal for anybody.
He's more over now than he was before, which is awful because he was an awful human being.
Yeah. I mean, just, yes. It's.
He's become like the punchline for...
Like, do you remember how, like, maybe not now so much, maybe with, like, old redneck dudes, but, you know, like, Jesse James and Wyatt, and those people were kind of, like, at one point, like, heroed up and idolized, you know, in a kind of way. But in the back in the day, they were just awful people, you know. Mm-hmm. So I wonder in the future, will you go to Hot Topic and buy a Jeffrey Epstein t-shirt?
Yes, that's what's it's good. People forget this stuff. Look, man, there's a bouncy house ride, this half of the Titanic going into the dirt.
I rode that in Spartanburg like 10 years ago. Nice. I slid down the side of that sucker.
Very nice.
You can't not.
Future generations ain't going to care.
You have to. It's crazy. All right. Thank you, Paige. Fat boy. That was my chair. What is up in the plex?
So I'll tell you about
sports plex.
I'll tell you about a youth football team who lost 8 players hours before their championship game.
8 players?
8. Not due to injuries. They got arrested.
Oh, Jesus.
8 players. We're talking about 14 and 15-year-olds.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'll tell you what they did.
Wow. They got arrested, so it's more than like rolling somebody's house or...
Nah, this is some organized chaos here.
Organized chaos.
Talking about the big L word.
Lesbians.
I don't know. Rhymes with cooting. Is that a word?
Cooting?
Type and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Bull.
So, the youth football team is on their way to their championship game.
It's kind of odd because the team's based out of Philadelphia and they're going to Florida.
Mm. Well, they just want to get out of that cold.
Yeah, go down towards.
It's cold here. It's cold there. I want to see what the weather. Just out of curiosity. I have nothing against you from Philly or anything. I have no desire to ever go there. There's nothing that.
I think if you ever get the below temperatures, you lose me on that, you know.
Yeah.
When it's that cold.
Below? Oh, yeah. Well, it's only 34 there, so not too much
it's
of a change.
You don't want to get up in the Rocky Steps or the Liberty Bell?
No.
The only Liberty Bell I want to go to has got steak fingers.
That's right, and half and half.
Lord.
So this team's in Florida for the game. Hours before the game, they stop off. Buy some supplies at a Dick's Sporting Goods store. So they say the teens conspired to steal over $2,200 worth of merch.
That's not looting, then.
Including apparel and gear. Well, it says that when they got the eight of them, it said that they allegedly used a plan to one team would buy a small item at the front register and get a store bag. Then he'd meet up with the others that were already in the store, give them the bags, and they would try to fill them up. Then they try to fill backpacks up.
It's Ocean's 8.
Yeah, it is.
Boy, that one, like, you didn't have to kill
all
Danny
Ocean. What
are
they filling them up with?
That was unneeded.
Well, it's not really Ocean no more. Unless you brought, like, Billy Ocean in to run it. That would be cool.
Because explain how you can do Ocean's 15 now, or 14, whatever it is.
What could be worth getting arrested for, though?
You know how stupid kids are.
They're so dumb.
Yeah.
Plus, they also think that, you know, a lot of people are still under that guise that, you could walk right out of a store. They're not going to do anything anymore. Like that girl told me that day at Kohl's. She's like, yeah, we really can't say anything to them. I'm like, oh, they're walking. Why am I paying for this right now? You just watch them walk out with stuff. Well, we're not allowed to say anything to them. God. Well, then watch this.
Mm-hmm. Is it true Dick's and Kohl's are going to merge and have a same website?
I like that.
ColeDicks.com? That makes no sense. ColeDicks.com.
That's silly.
God,
just
you're
silly,
what a
fat
moron
boy.
On you are. You got to go to, I mean, I know you're going for the bottom of the barrel joke there.
You know,
you're like, oh, yeah, let's go up. Maybe they'll open one near Charlotte called Dick Holes on Cox. Would that be fun?
Hey.
Dirty.
That's like, that's the equivalent of if I threw you a softball.
Yeah.
And you turn around and hit it the wrong way out of the park.
Called the shot. Well, that was on purple.
So they got they were not allowed to play in the game. The team lost by 20 points, and now they're facing tickets and fines. So
you think?
Hope it was worth it, you stupid little kids.
Who's the dicks now?
Who was supposed to be chaperoning?
Oh, it says here nobody. We out of here.
Assistant coach. Always the assistant coach.
Probably the MF-er that coaches them.
Yeah.
Driving the bus.
Bad idea.
A real bad idea. Okay. Oh, look, Philly fan now on the text. I just said there's nothing that's drawing me there. I've had your steaks, you know. Those are good. I like them.
It's never that one place to try to give you food poisoning over and over.
Well, I was the moron that, you know, I think back to that place, and I was like, did they not like me, or did everyone go there get sick? Because I went there twice because the food was so good. Everybody claims food poisoning, but sometimes it may be just mixed with whatever you ate the night before, earlier that day.
Something greasy.
But it was just, like, violent.
Yeah, some Phillies will absolutely destroy your guts.
Just, whoa, man. Like, I was in there.
You.
Like, I was doing, what's it called? Lamaze.
Yeah, you're panting.
Yeah. I was
breathing exercise.
Breathing heavy.
I've gotten gift cards to a certain place before that does Phillies. I'm like, I can't do it. I can't go there.
What is it? Is it the sauce or the cheese?
I don't know. If it's
I think the one he's talking about, where I also threw away some gift cards from, is that they never cleaned their grill. It didn't look like it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.